The only thing that I don't like is that because after the worship here, I have to go back to Fountain Valley Church, our church there, and for we have the worship in the afternoon. And so a few times I've been here, I missed the time of fellowship afterward, and especially the food. The food is so good. So that's the thing that I hate. But it's just wonderful to be here every time to worship with you and to join in, to praise the Lord. It's amazing. Let us pray before we come to the Word of God. Father God, again, we know that you're great and you're full of grace and truth. And we also know that our hearts are not pure, but your blood cleanses out all of our impurity so that it be pleasing to you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for your word through the Bible. Give us life. Give us the way of life and the blessings of life that you've given us. We thank you, Father. May you be with us and guide us now as we come to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, today we'd look at the Word of God in Proverbs, and it's about being patient and the power of patience. Why is it powerful to be a patient man or a patient woman? And this is one of the virtues for a Christian, but it's one that often forgotten. Because when we're talking about the goodness, the virtues, the good thing for being a Christian, the good character of being a Christian, we think about love. We're thinking about being kind. We'd want to be true. All of these are great. All of these are wonderful. But one of the forgotten virtue or character of a Christian is being patient. It's we rarely mention about it, we rarely talk about it. And now, what does it mean to be patient? And why is it that being patient is powerful, the power of patience or being patient? Have you heard that the patience of a saint? Well, the Bible calls all of us here Christian saints. So do we have patience? Since we're saints, we should have the patience of the saints here, right? But the thing is, that's the thing that most of us lack. And I feel like I'm still learning to be patient and still has been learning, still learning, and will be learning to be patient. There's something that you learn your whole life. And the thing is, God's will for us to be patient. And the question is, how are we going to be patient? How are we going to learn to have this character to be patient? Well, in Proverbs 16:32, it says, better a patient man than a warrior. A man who controls his temper, the one who takes a city. So in here, you can see the gist of what it's saying here is that being patient can be powerful. If you can have this character of being patient, you would be more powerful than a warrior. Imagine a warrior, a soldier. Or the policeman, you know, they have this rifle, they have this pistol, and they have the authority, they have the power, right? But Proverbs says that if you possess this character, if you have this patience, you can be stronger than a soldier. You can be stronger than a warrior or a policeman out there. You have this power. So why is it? The question is, why is it that when we have this character of being patient, we have that power? That's what we're looking at today. Well, but first of all, we know that patience is the hardest Christian virtue or character to achieve. Have you tried being patient? No. First of all, I have to say this, that being patient doesn't mean that you always wait, that you always act slowly, even though that's the main idea, that you wait, you take the time to do something. But first of all, we have to know this. First, we have to ask God to have this wisdom, to know when to be patient and when to act quickly and in a timely manner. But let's assume that we have this wisdom already, okay? So you know what thing to be patient, what areas to be patient. Let's assume that way, that you know, well, this is not the thing to act quickly. This is not the thing to act in a timely manner. Now, this is the thing, or this is an area that I have to be patient, right? And the thing is now, you know that. You have to be patient in this thing. You have to move slowly. You have to take time. But the thing is it easy? We have found out this is the hardest thing, right? For anyone, not just for a Christian, to be patient, to wait, that is the hardest thing. You know, the picture here, the lady waiting at the train station, that's kind of cute, okay? But look at this. You like this? Waiting in line? No. Anyone here likes or an expert in waiting in line or enjoy standing in line? Tell me. Yes, please. Thank you for the heads that are shaking about waiting in line. That or this, you know, the line getting longer. We lose in patience, right? But talking about patience and waiting and all of that, one thing that comes to my mind is this. This company, that I think this company, Amazon.com, is taking over the world, and it's taking my money. You know, I don't like this company personally because of some social policy of the founder having, so I don't like it. But you know, I found that I'm buying everything now on this company that I don't like. And you know why? Because they have some good thing. They hit on the dot of this, that they know that you and me, we don't want to wait. We don't want to wait. We want to get it, and we want to get it now. And they deliver. They do deliver every time. They said that I'm going to deliver to you tomorrow or 2 days from now. And sometimes they get it to your door before that. I'm amazed. And that's why they're getting my money. Every day, you know, it's so easy to click on a computer and the next day the product's right there at your doorstep. Isn't that wonderful? They know something. They know that people are impatient, especially this day and age, right? We want everything so fast, at the fastest speed of internet. And if anything is slower than fast, not good enough, right? It has to be quick, it has to be fast, it has to be in a nanosecond. And so they know something. And this guy, the founder of this company, he knows patience, but he also knows how to deliver quickly. And that is why they're taking over the world right now. But the thing is, because as human beings, it's in us that we're impatient. We want to do things right away. That's the thing. But then, how are we going to learn to be patient when we need to? Look at God. God is an expert as being patient. He's excellent at this. He's been at this for a long time, and he knows how to wait. Okay? God is very patient to achieve his purpose. Over and over again, God has shown that. God has proven that he is a very, very patient person. And look at Jonah. Look at the interesting thing about the story of Jonah. And look at this verse here, these verses here in Jonah. But Jonah was greatly displeased and became angry. He prayed to the Lord. The Lord is And he says, he prays to the Lord this, "Oh Lord, is this not what I said when I was still at home? That is why I was so quick to flee to Tarshish. I knew that you are gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, oh Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live." Now, this is kind of funny. Jonah hold God, blame God for his goodness, for being patient, for being kind, for being merciful. And the main point of this is God is really slow to be angry with the people of Tarshish in Nineveh. Because Jonah knew that this people is evil. So he hates the people of Nineveh. I don't know if he prayed that God's judgment would fall upon these people, because these people are so wicked. It's well known around the country, around the town, around the world at that time. So in Jonah's heart, he wants punishment of God to fall upon the people of Nineveh. But then when God called him to come to Nineveh, he knew that God would send him with a mission, and that is the mission of mercy. Because Jonah knew very well, he's a prophet of God, he knew very well the character of God. And that character of God is that he is merciful, he is slow to anger, he is patient with people. And so Jonah knew that if I come to Nineveh, God would probably give me a message of grace, of mercy to the people of Nineveh. So Jonah didn't want that. He didn't like people of Nineveh. He wanted judgment on the people of Nineveh. But at the same time, Jonah knew God is kind. God is patient. He knew the character of God. So he held that against God for being good, for being patient, for being kind. In this case, because not according to what Jonah wanted it to happen to the people of Nineveh. So it is well known from the people of God, from the prophets, that one of the wonderful characters of God is that God is very patient, very kind, very merciful, and slow to be angry. And then Jesus Christ is our Lord, and he's God, so of course he has a character in him. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 16 to 17. "But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners," Christ, this is Paul speaking, "Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life." Aren't we thankful? Aren't we thankful that Jesus Christ, our Lord, is so patient with us? With you and me. And many times I thought that I shouldn't be here, but I'm here. And I don't know if you think about that. You are here, that you are here because of the kindness, of the grace, and of the patience of our Lord and Jesus Christ. And we're so thankful because of that, because God is so patient with people. And then finally, when you look in this passage, in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8. This is why the judgment of God, which should be on this wicked and evil world, that should be on here now, but not here yet. And some people wonder. They wonder why the judgment of God is not here yet. God has promised that if you sin, I will punish you. The wrath of God will come. But then some people question, hey, we've been hearing about that, the end of the world and judgment of God will come. Where is it? And they ask it about it. And then some people even mock and say, where your God? He promised that he will come. He make all the wrongs right. But where is he? This is the answer from Peter. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. "But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. That is why. That is why judgment is not here yet on this world. Because God is patient. He wants everyone to come to repentance. He wants everyone, if possible, to be saved. And so he waited again, year, another year, 2 years, 100 years, 1,000 years, 1,000 years, now two. He's been waiting since the day of the Lord Jesus, since the day of Jonah, since the day of creation, since the day of Adam and Eve fell in the garden. God has been waiting. And he's been being patient for us, for the human race, to come to term with the holy God. He's been waiting. He's very patient. God, one of God's characters is being that, being slow to anger, being merciful, and all of that, waiting. He could take years to wait for people to come to God and to know him. And so, but then, a patient person is a very powerful person. Why is that? You know, we often think that people who don't act in a decisive way, that's a weak person. You know, why don't you act? You know, sometimes you don't act, people think that, oh, that person is weak. But then when you think of it, how many times do you act rashly in a quick manner and not waiting and not thinking carefully, and you jump into conclusion and you jump into action and you regret? Oh, my, I wish I waited. I wish I did. Right? How many times? So a patient person is a very powerful person. As we said, it's better be a patient man than a warrior. As Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32. And a man who controls his temper, the one who takes a city, that is a victor. You are a general. You take over a city. You take over a town. You take over a country. You have won the battle. You've been victorious. You're a victor. But a patient man or woman is better than that general, is better than that soldier or warrior. Why? Because when the person knows how to wait, he can get things done better. And sometimes things cannot be done right away. It will take time to do. You see this picture? You see the water and you see the rocks? In the Vietnamese saying, there's a saying in Vietnamese, it said that water runs, rocks would be flattened. I can't find a better word for that, but be chiseled over time. Okay, so that's true. When you think of water, it's soft, right? And when you think of rocks, it's hard. But is it amazing that over time, and you think of it in terms of water, it's being patient over time, it's running over the rocks, but it can chisel, it can shape the rocks into many forms and shape. Isn't it wonderful? The thing that's so soft, but being patient over time, keep running over the rocks, and it can make the rocks into different shapes, amazing shapes that you see in nature. So think of that. Think of that as the power of being patient, to get something, to do something, to take the time, to do it slowly, but you get it done. And that is the power of being patient. Conversely, many times we run into things, we do things impromptu, we act so quickly, and then we blew up a lot of things in life. And I'm sure that you have experienced that, I have experienced that, and those times we wish that I can be a little bit more patient. Now, God wills for us to be patient, to be patient with one another. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2, be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. It is God's will. It is God's will for us to have this character, to have this virtue of being patient, and especially being patient with one another in the church. It is very important to have that. And so we need to train ourselves daily to be a patient person. You know, in one of the part of the fruit of the Holy Spirit is that being patient. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. When you look at this, all of these things are great. All of these things are good characters for Christians to have. And a part of that package is being patient, which we often impatient bypass that as we read the verse and we look at other things and we ignore. So we need to be patient to have patience. We need to be patient to have patience. We need to slow down. Sometimes we need to do that. And especially on the freeway when you drive, right? Sometimes being impatient can be dangerous. Most of the time, and it can get you into an accident. So we need to learn daily to be patient. You know, one of my hobbies is raising or keeping saltwater aquarium saltwater fish. And I've done that for many years, and then last 2 years I kind of quit. Now I'm go back and starting a new tank and getting ready to put new fish in the tank. But a part of this is that as you have this hobby, you have to learn to be really patient. I don't know if you ever try that. In saltwater fish, if you can keep the fish to be alive for a year or longer, you're successful, okay? It's so easy for you to go out and say, well, I'm gonna get a tank, an aquarium, and buy some fish, and put in the tank. And yeah, it'll swim. It'll eat stuff, food you put in, but for a while. Okay, you notice, 2 weeks later, or maybe a month at the most, they'll die, okay? So you have to learn how to do it. You have to learn the technique, but most importantly, you have to be real patient. So now I'm just starting out. And so I started out the new tank. I put in the rocks, I put in the sand, I put in the salt water, and I just watch. And man, it is painful. It is painful to wash the tank and not to put the fish in. I keep every day dreaming about going to the fish store. Man, that's fish. That's beautiful fish that I wanted to be in the tank. But I can't put it in right now. And every day, when is it going to be over? You know, they call it cycling the tank. That means you have to get the tank, the water ready for the fish to come in. And man, waiting is so painful right now. I'm going through right now. And actually, I think God is teaching me the lesson about being patient, about learning, about looking at this tank every day and don't see fish in it. I just wish I could go out and buy the fish from the store and just put it in. Here the thought that came to my mind. I'm going to wait. And I thought about God. I thought about how he does things. He can take years and years to do something to achieve his purpose. When you look at the universe, I don't know if you believe the universe is as young as a few thousand years or millions and millions of years. It doesn't matter. It's a long time, isn't it? God takes time to create the world. And it takes time to achieve his purpose. It takes time to do things. You know, from the time when he promised to the human race, when Adam and Eve fell in the garden, he promised that the seed from the woman would crush the head of sin. It was talking clearly about Christ, the Savior, the Messiah who will come to save the world. You know how long it took from that day until Jesus Christ, our Lord, came on earth on the Christmas day? Thousands and thousands of years. And when he created that universe, it's maybe, depends on what's your belief, it could be thousands of years or millions and millions of years. But God can wait. If God can wait for years, we can. Now, of course, I'm not going to wait for 1,000 years for my fish tank to get ready. I don't have that time. But in my scale of time, my scale of my lifetime, I can wait a few months, right? So we can learn this. We can learn to be patient when we look at God, how he does things, how he can wait to achieve his purpose. And if he can take thousands and thousands of years, back to the verse in Peter, to God, 1,000 years like a day and a day like 1,000 years. He can wait. So you and I can wait. So then the question is, what areas should we be patient? Well, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2, write out there in that verse that we should be patient with people, especially people in the church. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2, be completely humble, be gentle, be patient, bear with one another in love. So, be patient with people. Be patient with people in your family. It's not easy, isn't it? It's not. And like I said, I have to say, I'm still learning to be patient. You know, people thought I'm a calm person, I'm an introvert, I don't speak a lot except for now. So they thought I'm patient, but I'm not. I know that I'm an impatient man, and I have to learn to wait. I have to learn to, still learning to take time on things, but especially on people. We often come to quick judgment, and we often lose temper, especially I do, with my children sometimes. And it's hard. You know, the one moment I thought, I'm going to be patient today. I'm going to be in control today. The next second, man, I blew up. Something that my children said, something they did, and I just lost it. It's hard to learn to be patient, but especially be in patience with people, with the people that are close to us, with the people in our family. But what about with the people in the church? Oftentimes, things blow up in the church because we're being impatient with one another. Something will take time. Some people will take time to grow. And then we have to be patient with ourselves. You agree? Sometimes we're not being patient with ourselves. Sometimes we set up some goal and we decided that it has to be done now. We have to get there tomorrow. But it may take a long time. You know, the guy that I talked to earlier about Amazon.com, the founder, the guy, he started out and his plan was it would take 6 or more years to be to get profit, to begin to be profitable, the company to be profitable. And people laughed at him. People being impatient, people say, that's not conventional. You know, 6 years, how do you have that time? Where's the money coming from? It's not profitable. So people have been impatient with him at the initial stage of the company. But finally, it turned around according to his plan. The guy, we have to give it to the guy. He's really patient. And now, like I said, they're taking over the world. They're taking your money and mine. It's amazing. But being patient with people, and sometimes being patient with things. Again, we have to remember this. Being patient or having this character means that you never act upon anything or you've been slow on everything. No. For something, you need to move fast. And we need to pray to the Lord to have that wisdom. What that I need to move fast, what I need to get it done right now, today, and on what things I need to be patient about, to be slower. But especially, one thing we can be sure, to be patient with people. Because it may take people time, a long time to change. And we know it takes a long time for you and me to change. So being patient with people. In God's time, He will change them. He will transform them from a worm perhaps to a butterfly someday. Being patient with people. Being patient with yourself. But finally, here's a big one. Being patient with God. It's almost, when I say this, almost seems like irreverent to say being patient with God. But yes, that sometimes we do, right? In what way? When we ask for something, we pray to the Lord, right? You wanted something so bad, and you keep praying, and there's no answer. And at times we say, where were you, God? Where have you been? I've been asking. I've been begging. You have an answer. Then we have to remember back to the way God works. It may take a year. It may take an eon. It may take an age. That is a gazillion of years. For Him to do something according to His timing, according to His purpose, He would do it. But according to His own plan, His own purpose. So we need to be patient with people. We need to be patient with ourselves. But especially, we need to learn the way of God and to be patient with God, if we can say that, in His plan, in His timing. And it is God's will for us to possess this character of being patient. How many times we have rushed into things and it turned out to be bad. So let's pray that God will give us the wisdom to know what things to be patient about. But for sure, we should be patient with people, we have to be patient with ourselves, and we have to be patient with God. Walk, go according to His timing, move according to His plan, and it's tough. It's tough to do that, but that is God's will. First of all, God's will for us is to have this character of being patient. And secondly, God's will for us is to be patient with one another. And thank you for being patient with me in this message this morning. Let us pray. Shall we all stand up? And we pray that the Lord will help us to realize the power to wait sometime. And help us to be able to take time to do things when it's needed. Before most of all, help us to possess this new character to be in us. As we learn the way of God, how He handles things, how He does things, we learn to assimilate with His character.
And Father God, help us to forbear one another. And sometimes you call us to be long-suffering with the people around us, whether it's in the family or in the church. That through love and grace that you have upon us, that we can have the same toward one another. And help us, Lord, not to come into judgment so quickly in the matter of life, but especially in the church. And help us to know that when we need to wait and for things to work out, and it may take time. Father God, Lord Jesus, foremost of all, thank you, Lord, for having unlimited patience toward us. That by your grace that we are here, by you being slow to anger, and your patience and your kindness, not just for us, but for the people in this world. And we know that's why you've been delaying your coming and your judgment, which we have heard expressed in Peter. And as we have this time of grace, help us, O Lord, to know when it is that we need to act, and to act in a decisive way. And we know that your will is that we should let others know about the good news of salvation and your love for us and for the world. We thank you, Father. May you bless this family here, the family of God. And each and everyone here, help us to continue to grow in your love, your grace, and your truth, and in your word. May this place continue to be the light of salvation to many, and use us in your kingdom, O Lord, with the gifts and all the resources that you've given us, to be together as one and to work together for your kingdom. And we pray in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.